The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
Morning.
Morning.
Does it feel weird sitting in a new spot?
It's kind of fun, though. So good morning, everybody.
Welcome to Lent. All right. Last Sunday, we hid a word that we're not supposed to use. That's it. Hallelujah. It's Sunday, so we can say it, but we don't usually say it, all the rest of that. So in Lent, if we hide one word that gets us all excited, there's another word that we should be bringing out for Lent, and that word is sorry. Do you like apologizing for things? Oh, you do? All right. I never wanted to say I'm sorry to my little brother. No way, that's it. But you see, in Lent, we're given an opportunity to think about the things that we do, or the things that we've done, and the things that we just might be sorry for. And so, it may be time in these 40 days to say sorry to your sister, to say sorry to mom and dad, say sorry to a friend at school or someone that you see all the time, to say sorry to God. You see, one thing that we do throughout Lent is we will be continuing a confession. It's going to come right after my regular sermon. We're going to continue that confession where we say to God, we're sorry. Now, it's not that you're necessarily to mope around going, oh, there we are, but to be honest with yourself, to be honest with the people around you, and when you know that you've done something wrong, to say sorry. That's what Jesus died for us to be able to do. Jesus died so that our sins wouldn't condemn us. And so if our sins aren't condemning us, we can then say with confidence, sorry, and move on with hope to change everything for tomorrow. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for rescuing us, for redeeming us, for saving us. In this time of Lent, Lord, inspire us to say that we're sorry to you and to all the others we may have hurt. Bless this time and thank you for today. Amen. You guys have a great day.